Two people have been confirmed dead after a plane crashed at a private airstrip on the northern outskirts of the Gold Coast in Queensland. Police said the 73-year-old pilot and a male passenger died when the plane crashed shortly after taking off from Jacobs Well Airfield. The light aircraft went down around 6 a.m. Tuesday morning and sparked a bushfire, with water bombers called in to support fire crews. Superintendent Brett Jackson says there were no survivors and police are investigating.
It was a planned flight. It's a private airstrip here where people who own airplanes can rent hangars and then they can do private flights. So they have to lodge a flight plan with the with CASA, and that was done on this instance. So we are aware that the planned flight was to a small town just outside of Tamworth. So we have that information. As to the intention behind the trip, I don't actually have that information. That'll form part of the investigation.
New South Wales police say the vast majority of those attending January 26 rallies in Sydney were well-behaved bar for a couple of incidents. Assistant Commissioner Brett McFadden says police were, however, forced to intervene in several incidents and three arrests were made.
A 17-year-old male was arrested at Bondi for assaulting police. He's currently in custody assisting police with inquiries. We had a 28-year-old male, Victoria Park, who was charged with domestic violence-related matters, and he's currently assisting police with inquiries whilst unrelated to the protest. It was an arrest that was made. More significantly, we've arrested a 31-year-old male from Peakhurst who engaged in what we will allege is a hate speech during an open mic session at Moore Park.
The domestic violence-related matter at Victoria Park was unrelated to the protest activity. Police also arrested a 31-year-old man from Peakhurst over what they allege was hate speech during the open microphone session at Moore Park. Mr. McFadden says the language was linked to neo-Nazi ideology and incited hostility towards parts of the community. Western Australia police have searched the home of a 31-year-old man who is alleged to have thrown a potential explosive into a crowd at a peaceful Invasion Day protest on January 26. Police say the object contained screws, ball bearings, and yet-to-be-identified liquid, and allege the man suggested it was explosive. Officers evacuated the crowd of around 2,000 people from Perth CBD Monday, saying they were concerned about the mass casualty event. WA Police Commissioner Cole Branch says forensic testing is underway on the liquid and the man is in custody.
The device did not detonate. There has been no injuries. We do not believe there is any ongoing threat to the community, particularly through the night's events of Australia Day.
More than 100 police and other crews are scouring properties in Mount Hope, New South Wales, searching for accused triple murderer Julian Ingram. The search has entered a sixth day, moving from a crime site in Lake Cardaligo on Thursday after a reported sighting of the fugitive in the regional town of Mount Hope. 37-year-old Ingram is accused of shooting dead three people, including his pregnant former partner. He had been out on bail after a series of charges, and police urge anyone who sees him not to approach and contact 000 immediately. Police say he is likely armed and dangerous and are urging the public to contact Crime Stoppers with any information, including any relevant phone or dashcam footage. Queensland authorities are considering culling more dingoes from tourist destination Gari this week. The decision is being made after an autopsy revealed a woman was found to have been bitten by dingoes before she drowned. Canadian backpacker Piper James's body was found on the beach at Gari last Monday, surrounded by a pack of wild animals. Autopsy results later revealed the 19-year-old had been bitten but not died from the injuries from a dingo attack. The six dingoes involved have been euthanized in the wake of the incident as a public safety measure. The move has distressed some traditional owners with alternative calls to ban visitors from parts of the island. The Federal Education Minister says he supports a proposal to make sunscreen application time mandatory in schools. Hundreds of medical experts have signed an open letter calling on state and territory governments to enforce the rule. The move is designed to reduce the risk of skin cancers, including melanoma, which is the biggest cancer killer of young people in Australia. Education Minister Jason Clare told Channel 9 it is a personal cause. SunSmart says 2 in 3 Australians will be diagnosed with skin cancer, and it kills around 2,000 Aussies a year. The federal government says the opening of a permanent study hub for university students in Northern Adelaide is improving access for those from disadvantaged communities. The new hub at the TAFE SA Elizabeth campus offers services and facilities for local students enrolled at any university or vocational education and training provider. Only around 7.2% of young people have a degree in the suburb of Elizabeth, compared to nearly 50% of young Australians overall. The government has allocated $66.9 million to more than double the number of university study hubs across the country, including in regional Australia. Federal Education Minister Jason Clare says there are a number of flow-on impacts from improving equity and access to education.
And when you bring university closer to where people live, it makes it a hell of a lot easier for people to start a degree or to finish a degree. It can cut down your travel time by half an hour or an hour or even more. It can make it easier to get to your part-time job. It can make it easier to drop the kids off.
And now in sport, Australian athletes have arrived in Italy overnight on Monday, ahead of the Milano Cortina Winter Olympics next month. The final three members of the nation's 53-member team were named, with Phoebe Hayden, Madison Hoffman and Harry Laidlaw representing Australia in alpine skiing. Harry Laidlaw makes his long-awaited return in the giant slalom event after his run at the Pyeongchang 2018 Games. The Olympic torch has also arrived in Milan as the official countdown for the Games begins.